Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Vegas in the NHL's West Final completed a four-game sweep of Colorado 2-1 over the Avalanche, who had the league's best record in the regular season and had started the playoffs 8-1. To the NBA, Oklahoma City leads the West Finals 3-2 after beating San Antonio 127-114. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 32 points. Victor Wembanyama, 20 in defeat, but on 4 of 15 shooting from the floor. The NBA's Coach of the Year is Joe Mazzulla of Boston. In baseball, Pittsburgh handed the Cubs a 10th straight loss, 12-1 the final. The Yankees hit 6 home runs and won 15-1 at Kansas City. The Dodgers led 15-1 in the ninth, 15-6 the final over Colorado. LA hit 5 home runs, 2 from Mookie Betts. LA's Kike Hernandez just off the injured list, homered, but later left with a strained oblique. And Milwaukee shut out the Cardinals 6-0.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service, at affordable prices.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts, sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, May 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Agricultural Commissioner investigates incident of invasive pest. Paso Robles School Board approves resolution to place bond measure on November ballot. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 55 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local News is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Luis Obispo County Agricultural Commissioner, Martin Sativan-Demme, has released a statement regarding an investigation into glassy-winged sharpshooters, or GWSS. GWSS is an invasive agricultural pest capable of transmitting Pierce's disease to grapevines. According to the statement, while they pose no risk to human health, it is a California-rated pest of significant concern to the state's grape industry. Between April and May 21st, a wholesale nursery in Fresno County shipped grape plants containing viable GWSS life stages to several retail locations in California. An investigation by county agricultural officials revealed that the nursery did ship plants to the San Luis Obispo Costco, but none of the shipments included grape plants or any detectable life stages of GWSS. Based on the county's investigation, they believe there is extremely low risk from this incident. The Templeton CSD will be holding a special meeting this week to discuss its fiscal year 2026-27 operating budget. The meeting will be held Thursday, May 28th, starting at noon in the CSD boardroom, 206 5th Street. Summaries will be provided to the CSD's water, wastewater, drainage, fire, administrative, community facilities, parks, recreation, and streetlights funds. Paso Robles School Board approves resolution to place bond measure on ballot. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles School Board took the next step forward for the proposed general obligation bond. The bond proposes to spend about $200 million on upgrades to facilities at Paso Robles High School and War Memorial Stadium for career technical education. The board received 20 minutes of public comment, most in opposition to the bond measure, and discussed the text of the resolution at length. Superintendent Jennifer Loftus had this to say in support of the bond measure during their discussion.
If we are going to partner with the city, with Cal Poly, with Cuesta, and with the spaceport, we need to have advanced manufacturing in our school system. That is just the beginning of what we need to do. We cannot provide opportunities for our students to do what they need to do if we don't have the facilities available to our students that they need. A building that was built in 1980, by all means, should have been built in 1950 when you're talking about the type of technology that needs to be in classrooms to lend themselves to the experiences that our students need today. If we don't adjust, we are leaving our students behind.
The board resolution for the bond measure required a supermajority, and it passed 5-1, with trustee Kenny Enney dissenting. If filed by the board by the appropriate deadline, the bond measure will go to voters in November and will need 55% approval to pass. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding a meeting this afternoon regarding groundwater fees throughout the Paso Robles subbasin. This will take place in Centennial Park's Norris Room at 4 p.m., and the portion of the meeting to consider the fee application will start at 5 p.m. San Luis Obispo Police Department responded to a report on the 1300 block of Madonna Road yesterday at about 5:30 p.m., where a man was refusing to leave a business. When police arrived at the location and attempted to approach the man, he began to yell at officers not to come near him and stated several times he had a firearm and wanted to die or commit suicide by cop. The man was identified as 55-year-old Stephen Wilson. Wilson continued to threaten officers and refused to comply after 20 minutes of negotiation. When he reached into a pack he was wearing at his waist, officers used munitions made of dense foam to strike him in the leg and take him into custody without further incident. A firearm was not located on Wilson's person. He was treated for minor injuries at a hospital and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail for felony resisting arrest. No officers were injured. A vehicle caught fire on the U.S. 101 yesterday afternoon, just outside of Santa Margarita, slowing down traffic. CHP received reports of the incident at about 1:26 p.m. yesterday about a vehicle fully engulfed in flames, with nearby vegetation also catching fire. The fire was put out in about half an hour. CHP did not report any injuries. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 15-6, the Diamondbacks over the Giants 7-5, the Mariners beat the Athletics 4-1, the Phillies over the Padres 4-3, the Angels beat the Tigers 10-6, the Yankees over the Royals 15-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rockies, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Padres will go against the Phillies, the Angels will face the Tigers, and the Yankees will go against the Royals. In California news, Tom Steyer has run the most expensive political campaign in the country this year. So far, the Democrat candidate has spent more than $195 million for advertisements, and that number continues to grow. The former record was set in 2010 by Republican Meg Whitman, spending about $178.5 million on a bid for governor, the costliest campaign for statewide office in the nation's history at the time. When adjusted for inflation, Whitman still holds the record. More information has been released about the man and the young girl sought in an Amber Alert from CHP on Tuesday. Officials were called to a home on the 2600 block of South Alsace Avenue in Los Angeles to conduct a welfare check. They discovered an adult female deceased in her residence. Her partner, Ruben Fragoso, is a person of interest in the investigation. The victim's daughter, 5-year-old Deleza Fragoso, is believed to have been abducted by him. Though they share the same last name, authorities have not confirmed their relationship. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. With milk consumption declining over the past decade, dairy producers are looking for ways to rebuild consumer demand. Jennifer Glover, co-owner of Mountain Fresh Creamery, says giving consumers a firsthand look at modern dairy farming has helped them rebuild confidence in their dairy products and encourage more regional milk consumption.
We built a room where people can see from the room into the parlor and watch the cows being milked. They can see into the tank room so we can talk to them about milk quality, how milk is one of the only foods that never touches human hands, so it's the safest food you can consume. When people come to our farm, they get a sample of whole milk, they get a sample of chocolate milk, and they get a scoop of ice cream. To my husband and myself, it's more of we feel like it's an education piece that we owe consumers. So we're losing milk drinkers every day. We have since the 1970s when we got things like bottled water and Coca-Cola and flavored water and different things like that. We're losing milk drinkers. And so if we can get people out on our farm and really taste what real milk tastes like, let them see how we treat our cows, talk to them about the benefits of milk, I feel like we're going to gain some milk drinkers back in our world.
You can learn more about Glover's operation at mountainfreshcreamery.com.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through, or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trust, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. An advisory committee to the California Department of Water Resources held its first meeting this month to begin work on the next update to the California Water Plan, the state's long-range strategy for managing water resources across all sectors. The plan is updated every 5 years and guides statewide water policy, planning, and investment priorities. The meeting came months after Governor Gavin Newsom signed Senate Bill 72 in October 2025, launching a multi-year effort to modernize California's water planning framework in response to intensifying droughts, floods, and long-term water reliability challenges tied to climate change. SB 72 established an interim statewide planning target of 9 million acre-feet of additional water supply by 2040. The target is expected to play a central role in the development of the state's 2028 and 2033 water plans. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports that there is a live or dead animal on South River Road near Cali Los Charros in Paso Robles. CHP says that there is an injured deer wrapped in a blue blanket on the roadway. Again, there is a live or dead animal just outside of Paso Robles on South River Road near Pin Oaks Lane in the form of an injured deer. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 60% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday, Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday, mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday, 89 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks have been looking for direction after a higher open, though crude oil prices have moderated. Brent crude, the global benchmark, is at $95 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate, U.S. oil, down to $89. NVIDIA's chief executive says the company plans to invest around $150 billion a year in Taiwan. Jensen Huang called it the epicenter of the AI revolution, and he's predicting it'll be the world's tech manufacturing hub for a long time. Abercrombie and Fitch shares are up nearly 10%. It's standing by its forecast for the year. Its sales were down 1% in the recent quarter. That's a smaller decline than expected. And Robinhood Markets, the discount trading app, says it will now allow its customers to use artificial intelligence to do their trading. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosella. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
For all your computer needs, it's Knowledge Computers. They've been serving you here in the North County for over 15 years. Questions, problems, you need something fixed and upgraded, they can handle it. That's Knowledge Computers, 1740 Spring Street, Suite C. Go to knowledgecomputers.com or you can call them the good old-fashioned way, 805-226-5200 for Knowledge Computers.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers six wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. The year was 1899. The Old West was winding down, and then an event happened that put it back on the front page throughout the country. On May 30, 1899, a stagecoach was robbed. Nothing new about that. Hundreds had been robbed before. But this time, one of the two holdup people was a woman. Her name was Pearl Hart. She was born Pearl Taylor in 1878. Pearl was a small, slight woman who looked very much like a boy. At the age of 16, she married a ne'er-do-well by the name of William Hart. All he cared about was liquor and gambling. Not wanting that kind of life, Pearl left him on several occasions. Wherever she would go, William seemed to show up, swear that he had changed, and then Pearl would take him back. He would spend whatever money she had, and then they would separate. Finally, having her fill in 1898, she sent her two children back east and headed for Phoenix, Arizona, where she was a waitress. Pearl met another man, also of less than stellar character. The man's name was Joe Boot. By now, Pearl had become streetwise. Although she maintained the persona of a naive victim, she talked Joe into joining her in a stage robbery. Pearl was able to convince him that it would be easy and no one would get hurt. The holdup went well. They came away with about $400 and a couple of pistols. But that's where going well ended. After leaving the robbery scene, Pearl and Joe got lost. It started raining, and they had to spend a wet, restless night under a tree. The next morning, they were awakened by a rifle poking them in the ribs. It was the sheriff's posse. The next time we're together, we'll see how this shy, quiet woman became a famous celebrity who even appeared in Cosmopolitan magazine. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. San Luis Obispo Police Department responded to a report on the 1300 block of Madonna Road yesterday at about 5:30 p.m., where a man was refusing to leave a business when police arrived at the location. The man, 55-year-old Stephen Wilson, threatened police officers and did not comply with commands. He was shot in the leg with dense foam and arrested for felony resisting arrest. No officers were injured in the incident. San Luis Obispo County Agricultural Commissioner has released a statement regarding an investigation into glassy winged sharpshooters, where there was a report from a nursery in Fresno County saying grape plants containing the species may have been shipped throughout California. The Agricultural Commissioner has found there is a low risk to San Luis Obispo County from this incident. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. A cabinet meeting of President Trump's inner circle set for 11 a.m. Eastern about the war in Iran.
Tension across the region has certainly decreased. There is hope right now about reaching some sort of deal that would avert a return to war, but also address Iran's nuclear program and open the Strait of Hormuz.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton defeats incumbent Senator John Cornyn in the Republican Senate runoff.
The president's endorsement is the most valuable endorsement in this country. I'm grateful to have it.
Is November opponent Democrat James Tallarico pushing back on social media?
The most corrupt politician in America just became the Republican nominee for the United States Senate.
President Trump bashing the Democrat and Truth Social, saying he's weak on crime and will never support the military. America is listening to Fox News.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window master. Some clouds hanging around today. Highs in the upper 60s and clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. About a 50 to 55% chance of some showers on your Thursday with highs right around 60. All right, Friday will cloud up. We'll have some clouds remaining, mid-70s. Sunny, low 80s on Saturday. Sunday, upper 80s, same on Monday, mid-80s Tuesday, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:10 p.m., we are at 59 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen on Sound Off. There is an issue once again going on here in the city. A Paso Robles marijuana seller busted for illegal deliveries. You've heard the names before, and you'll find out more about it as Linda George will talk with Karen about this and the, once again, connection with Ty Lewis on As the World Turns. So enjoy that this afternoon. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Call or text KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing 24-7. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, we are ready to go.
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order. You don't know what out of order is. I'd take a flamethrower to this place. No, I'm just getting warmed up.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
All right, folks, just getting warmed up. Make sure you go to work because you need $400 million. At least $400 million as the world turns here. And as we go to the phone lines. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Just want to talk a little bit about the bond that the Pastoral School District is going to put upon our community. You know, one thing that struck me is just really the arrogance and the entitlement that they feel that people actually owe them this money, that they really do it. They put all these little charts up that showed, you know, where Paso pays compared to others. And basically they're saying is, you know, Paso Robles, you're not paying enough, and you're not paying your fair share. You guys got to pay more, you know, for these schools. And I find it outrageous, you know. Does the high school really need a third gym? How many gyms did you have at your high school? What? I had 4,000 kids where I went. We had one gym. How about you?
We had one gym.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, and the pool that they just opened, it has an air bubble in the liner, and the heater doesn't work. You know, this is where we are. And fortunately, because of you and KPRL, you exposed the corruption and the incompetence that was going on in that school district during the Chris Williams era, and that pool that should have cost us less than half of what we paid for it should have been opened 6 years ago. But for just the absolute incompetence and the way the whole thing was handled in the grand jury report and, you know, everything. But it's just that these people come and want more and more and more. And again, what they want, two gyms, I mean, it's just what they want. It's not necessary, which is you know, a district that has declining enrollment, poor test scores, to come to the people now when all you hear about is these teachers' unions talking about affordability, and they just want to pile it on, you know, more taxes, more fees, the Felber fees, every opportunity that they have to put more burden on the people, they do it.
Well, remember, was it last year that the school board voted to increase the price, the cost per foot on building a house here?
Right, that's the developer fees, exactly.
And they've done, you know, that. Have they shown that they are responsible with our money?
Not at all. Not at all. Absolutely not. I mean, those projects on the Measure M, you can look at the Bowers, Glenn Spec. There were so many change orders there on that deal that raised the cost, that delayed, you know, the program. $180,000 for these little shade structures that they built. I mean, just the amount they paid architects and consultants and the lawyers. I think we were talking about that in the Darcia was in the earlier hour. It's just like the pigs are coming to the trough when you get, you know, bond issues like this. And
well, remember that overrun at that same school for the 12 rooms? It cost over $15 million?
Yes, yes. No, they don't manage it well because they don't have to. It's free money. And they know they can just come back for more and come back for more. And they don't maintain the utilities. The roof in the practice gym at the high school leaks. The roof over the weight room in the high school leaks. Why is it, you know, they don't fix it. They just run it down. Have you been by, It's ridiculous. Again, their arrogance.
It was pointed out earlier with Darcy too that here we have a major presentation to the public, and now you're only going to allow the public 20 minutes.
I was there last night. So they had maybe seven people spoke, all but one were opposed to the bond. There were seven more people that wanted to speak, and they never got a chance. And it's like, you know, they're so busy. This board rarely has the whole board show up for a meeting. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then they come in and they want to get their stipend, and they call it a hardship because they've been on vacation or, you know, a birthday party or whatever they're doing, which is a total violation of the Ed Code. But, yeah, this board is, other than Kenny Enney, is absolute ridiculous. I mean, they're something else. Well, so hopefully we'll get the opportunity to change them in November also.
You know, there was a lady that called in to sound off on Friday afternoon, and she was mentioning, because it's been brought up before, you know, maybe not in one set a lot of money, but when you start looking at these coffee, these lunches, these donuts, and all it all adds up to a lot of money over the course of the year. And my understanding is it's been like pulling teeth trying to get an explanations for this. What is the justification? I don't care if it's $200 for donuts. That's not your money. Buy your own damn donuts. But I think that addresses your attitude is, well, it's not my money. I don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, if I did that, I got a company credit card. But if I did that, I'd be fired. I can't go out and buy stuff for my own. I mean, to buy donuts for myself or a meal for myself, unless I'm, you know, traveling on business or something. But yeah, they do it all the time. I mean, they're just, you know, you can't go in there without seeing, you know, Starbucks, you know, all over the place. But that's how they run it. They're lazy. They're sloppy with our money. And the Measure M deal, which is, you know, a fiasco, like, you know, has been pointed out, is an example. And, you know, like you said, there was a 2006, there was a bond, 2016, there's a bond, and here we are again. And, you know, in 10 years, they're going to need another one for the elementary school.
Well, what was interesting is that yesterday I received an email, and it had the verbiage in there. And it's the district to maintain and improve its facilities. Well, they haven't proven that they maintain them to begin with, but they said they talked about quite a few things, and they said removing asbestos, lead paint, and mold. If that's the case, well, there's two things here. If that's the case, why hasn't it been done? And if they haven't done it, what have you been doing?
Well, Kenny brought that up at the meeting last night, and that high school should not have any asbestos in it, given when it was built, for one thing. And it sounds like it's just something they threw in the language to, you know, hopefully, you know, scare people, think, oh my gosh, we got asbestos, we need to clean it up.
Okay, so and that kind of goes back to the other point I wanted to make regarding that. If that is the case, and they know damn well that it's not there, then what they're doing is they're misleading or lying to the public using scare tactics.
Yep, that's exactly. And then they were saying, well, you know, it's sort of something that we always put in just in case, you know, we were to find some, you know.
They have an obligation by the state law is to find out about that.
They do. They do. And Kenny again brought that up, too. And but they don't have answers. They said, well, we don't know if there's asbestos there. We don't know where it is. Well, we don't know. So they couldn't give Kenny any kind of an answer, and they were, you know, their usual. But anyway, I just take a line from my wife that I really thought was great. She said, "Are you going to trust $200+ million to the people who put tampons in the boys' bathroom?" And that's really what you're coming down to with this, you know.
Okay, since there's a little sarcasm there, I'm going to throw in some too regarding this asbestos and lead paint. Suppose they come across tribal remains.
Well, that could shut the whole thing down.
Right. Yeah.
in a minute. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, I don't think this thing is going to fly. I really think the people, with all the grift and the theft and what's going on, you know, the way government spends money, I think people have had enough. Until the state can clean up its act, you know, what do we have? What, over five? I hear it's like $50 billion now in the unemployment fraud, the $24 billion in homelessness, and all they did was increase the problem. I mean, it's got to end. We pay so much. We are so grossly overtaxed in the state, and to, you know, to have this pile on to us is just absurd. So I hope the people vote no.
Our fingers will be crossed.
All right. Well, I appreciate all you guys do over there at KPRL. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Appreciate the call. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Again, you can text. Let's see here. I would like to talk to you about recent statements from the Heritage. You know what? I've received some phone calls on opinions on this, as I said before to you folks. Chris interviewed an elected official who contacted us. If you'd like to call in and make statements and so forth, but, you know, engaging in conversations about a one-sided opinion off the air is not something that I look forward to doing, and I won't do. I suspect that these people that oppose Mr. Yaffe, they group as one and represent and then present the case. That's the best way to do it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, sir. It's Kenny Ennie.
Hey, Kenny Annie, how are you?
I'm good. Well, I've been better, but I'm good.
Okay, so last night, only one person was in favor, and they only gave the citizens that they're asking $400 million 20 minutes.
That is correct, and Burke Baker got rudely cut off by Lauren McCoy, which I thought was pretty low class, frankly, but he wasn't allowed to finish his statement. I apologize to the community. I was cautiously optimistic that I could box them in and maybe sway one person to vote my way, but I was unsuccessful. So it's, you know, when all is said and done, this is probably going to cost the district about $150,000 to do this election. $120,000 just to print the ballots out, unless we go with Darcia Stebbins' election, which she offered to do it for $10,000. But then we probably already spent about $30,000 to try to push this. But I was, when I read through the bond measure, and they talk specifically about the asbestos and lead paint, I still think that's a scare tactic, but they admit that we have asbestos and lead paint. My concern now is really for the safety and the well-being of the community, because there's no record that we've ever done proper notifications. Last night, Aaron Haley, when I challenged them and said, where are the notifications? They said, oh, it's on page 40. We send out a notification to the parents. Well, I asked Joel Peterson, he's been on the board since, what, 1895 or something? he said that was the first he'd ever heard about asbestos. And I find it odd that the high school, which is one of the newer buildings built after the moratorium for both lead paint and asbestos, it's suddenly mentioned in that. But Measure M, which focused on Georgia Brown and Bower Spec, which were both built in the 40s, and Flamson, that was built in the 20s, and then the Creston Road, the current Georgia Brown, was built in the 50s. Those would be the schools that I suspect would all have asbestos, but there was never any mention of that in Measure M or in the 2006 bond, if you go back and look at the bond measure questions. So I think there's some scare tactics in there, but more concerning to me now is I asked formally last night of Loftus to provide the asbestos management plan, which is required by federal law, and it's supposed to go all the way back to October 1988, and there's supposed to be records. When I talk to custodial staff and teachers and families, none of them have any recollection of ever having been trained or notified, which puts us in violation. So we could be in a hurt locker with that. And
If I'm an ambulance chaser attorney, I might want to contact some of the people in this school district.
Well, I've talked to the unions, and I've encouraged them for right now. There should be placards. By federal law, there should be placards in every building where there's asbestos. I walked around the buildings over the last couple of weeks. I haven't seen one. And these are all violations. The federal fines are $5,000 a day. If there's litigation, if we were to get sued, it's up to, I think it's $29,000 a day is how much can be awarded. So it's not good, and it sort of highlights my biggest complaint about this whole thing is we can't maintain the buildings that we have now. We have not maintained the buildings that we have now. We don't do the important little stuff, but now we're going to get more buildings. And we're getting these new buildings supposedly to give the kids a leg up and make them competitive. I'm sorry, I disagree vehemently with Loftus's assertion that, you know, we need a new building to make this better. I would tell people to go back and look at what happened in South Carolina and the South when the automobile industry started moving into that area. They had to import people in because the local population wasn't educated well enough to work in the factories. And that's the problem. That's what I keep trying to get the board to think about, is if you can't do the reading and writing and arithmetic, you're not going to be working in advanced manufacturing, which is going to rely heavily on math and science. Do that first, show that those scores are high, and then people will start coming in. There are lots of alternative plans to this. I don't think it's going to pass. I think we're going to wind up wasting $150,000, but I still think a great alternative plan would be to bring back the old, I don't know what it stood for, but the ROP programs like they have down in Orange County, which is mostly county run, but you could have, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton, Shandon all work together to build their own CTE facility. Vice having, right now we're going to wind up, even if we get this all built, we're going to be competing
even if they were to get the, because they want we're in a society where everything has to be brand new or else it's, it's no good, they've proven they can't maintain what they have.
Right. And here's the dirty, you guys didn't cover this morning, but probably the most concerning thing to me yesterday, and it sort of highlights the dirty secret of this bond measure, is we do not have, as a district, and we're not the only district in this position, we don't have the money to maintain both, do the regular maintenance and pay salaries. And this bond measure, in my opinion, especially when you look at the wording, it says may. The money may be used on this instead of shall be used on this, which locks that bond in, which the board and Loftus, I addressed that last night, they do not want to lock this money in. They want a slush fund. But there was a pay raise last night, and that was for the management. The management wanted their Me Too pay raise. And when I brought up that I'm okay with giving the teachers and the custodial staff and secretaries pay raises because they probably need that for their survival. They're not well paid. Management, you're talking about people that are making $150,000, $200,000 and above. They don't deserve, in my opinion, a pay raise as management. I voted no, but I said management should be paid based off of merit. And that concept seems to be alien.
It's not alien in the private sector,
right? The district is not. We've been told for 2 years since Loftus showed up that we were going to increase our math and reading test scores 5% annually. We've gone up maybe 1%, 2% district wide. So we haven't met those goals. Why are we going to give management a pay raise when you're not meeting the goals? Go back to the private sector. It's performance-based. It's merit-based. This is not. And you're never, as long as you have a board that's a bunch of cheerleaders saying, I'm excited about this, and, everybody's doing a great job, you're never going to fix the problem because you're not in, there's no incentive.
Well, Kenny, you're wrong on that because you know as well as I do, that money always fixes the problem.
Yeah, well.
All right.
I would agree with that as long as you're willing to withhold that money in order to fix the problem when necessary.
Dangle the carrot. All right, Kenny, we're out of time. Thank you so much for calling in and everything that you do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be holding a meeting this afternoon regarding groundwater fees throughout the Paso Robles sub-basin. The meeting will take place in Centennial Park's Norris Room at 4 p.m., and the portion of the meeting to consider the fee adoption will start at 5 p.m. A vehicle caught fire on the US 101 yesterday afternoon, just outside of Santa Margarita at about 1:26 p.m. The fire spread to nearby vegetation, but was extinguished in about half an hour. CHP did not report any injuries. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off, Karen will have Linda George as the saga continues. The arrest of Ernest Hall and the ties to Ty Lewis, or Cry Lewis, depending on. And enjoy our little soap opera from Darn Near Paradise. Darn Near, yeah. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The Moms of Pop Small Business. Keep that cash local. While you continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.